is set aside. It's Sunday. And we came today to praise his most holy name. He's an awesome God, and his presence has sure been seen today. We've seen it, we've heard it. And I believe that the Holy Spirit has a special message set aside for us today. Let us stand as I pray. Father, we do come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the anointing on my life. Now speak through my lips of clay with the spirit of excellence, accuracy, and boldness, that the word will go forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside forces. Let me die to myself. Let God be glorified. Father, we do pray for signs, wonders, and miracles. May they be confirmed in this place today. Amen. In Timothy 2:15, it tells us to study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. We want to open our Bibles to Zechariah 4:1-9. Hear ye the word of God. Now the angel who talked with me came back and wakened me. And as a man who is wakened out of his sleep, and he said to me, "What do you see?" So I said, "I'm looking therein. There is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it. And on the stand, 7 lamps and 7 pipes to the 7 lamps. 2 olive trees are by it, one on the right of the bowl and one on the left of the bowl." So I answered and I spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, "What are these, my Lord?" The angel who talked with me answered and said to me, "Do you know what these are?" And I said, "No, my Lord." So he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Who are you, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with a shout of grace, grace to it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me and said, the hands of Jerusalem have laid the foundation of the temple, and his hand shall also finish it. And then you will know that the Lord of hosts sent me." I believe God sent me. I don't believe you come on your own. I believe that God sends you to where you need to go. As we pray, order our steps, and we sing, order our steps. But then when our steps get to where they're ordered, we say, "Oops, what are we doing here?" We're going to look at Zechariah 4:6, and I believe that that's the preface of what I have been reading, "Not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord." When the Israelites were in exile in Persia, King Cyrus gave 50,000 of them permission to go back and to rebuild Jerusalem and to start to rebuild the temple under the leadership of Zerubbabel, who was the governor of Jerusalem during this time. Food for thought. What are we rebuilding today? Are we rebuilding relationships, communication, maybe even our joy? You know, sometimes through this COVID and being isolated, you lose your joy. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's the thing that keeps you strong. What do we need to tear down? Now, they had to tear down to rebuild. Sometimes we have to tear down things in our lives, those strongholds, those things that keep us gripped right there, and we can't move. And we're wondering, why can't this happen for me? And my stronghold is my weight. I'm always concerned about how much that scale is telling me. However, I'm working on tearing down that stronghold, because it's a stronghold. And I'm going to do that before end of time. I don't know how long it will take, and it doesn't matter. But you have to love yourself where you are, in your own skin, right where you are, in order to make change. In order to change. Zacharias, who was a prophet, a priest of Israel, had multiple visions, which was given to him by God. Food for thought again. Does God speak to you through visions and dreams? Sometimes he may not talk to you through this word. You may read and read and read and say, God, I'm still not getting anything. Where are we going with this? What's going on? But then as you sleep and you rest your spirit and rest your mind, he will speak to you through visions and dreams. How close are you to the Father? Can he talk to you? When he's talking to you, are you really listening? Do you hear what he's saying? When he's saying what he's saying? In one vision, God said, "This is the word of the Lord. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord." This message came to him from large visions, the fifth of the vision Zacharias had, in which he saw the gold lampstand with a bowl and seven lamps on the top of it, and two olive trees by it, which provided the lampstand with the oil needed to light the lamp. Do we need oil to light our lamp? Is the oil necessary? Yes, it is. It is. We need the oil. Here's the main message that the vision contained. Again, I say, not by might nor by power, but by his spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Not by your efforts, not by your help. He don't need your help. Not by your power, because we're not powerful enough to do what God has us to do. It is only by the presence of the Holy Spirit, hey, that lives inside of us, that we are even able to do what we do each day. The Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit is a symbol in the vision as oil. So that's why I tell you, yes, you need the Holy Spirit, because it is a symbol symbolized in the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit is described as oil in the Old Testament. Here are some scriptures that you can reference to on your time. Isaiah 61. 1 and 3, 1 Samuel 16:13. The steady oil supply, Zechariah's vision, was a symbol of the Holy Spirit steadily supplying the power that would help Zerubbabel and the Israelites to complete the rebuilding of the temple, which was represented in his vision as the large lampstand. The Holy Spirit will help you to stand through anything in life that you have to go through. It is so much power. It's almost so much power that we can't even contain it. as it went forth today through music and dance, you saw the power of God. Was Jesus here? No. Was God here? No. But the Holy Spirit was present. It was present in this place. The lamp on the lampstand was a representation of how God's people were supposed to shine. Shine like the light of the world and God's glory. We're to shine. You know, wherever we go, no matter what we say, and sometimes we don't have to say anything, and people will come up to you and say, something a little different about you. You never speak. But when you do speak, you speak with power. And we need to die a lot of times to ourselves and let God be resurrected in us. How can we receive more power from our Heavenly Father? How can we receive more power from our Heavenly Father? To rebuild, to restore, or to live as Christians today, we need power. There's no way we could come through the pandemic if we didn't have some inner power. Because everybody was telling you, stand 6 feet apart from people, don't touch people, don't talk to people. You know, it's almost like isolating you into some sort of cube. And I don't know about you, but I didn't like it. It wasn't comfortable for me. I like being around people and talking to people. How can we learn to talk to our Heavenly Father without Satan knowing what we're saying? How can we do that? Well, we have the Trinity, which we know is three in one. That's God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are composed of spirit, soul, and body. And we see that the body is like an outer shell. This is just a shell. And when you look in the mirror, you get a reflection of the shell. That's all it is, just a shell. And then you have the soul. The soul is what you speak to. It's enclosed. It's our mind, our will, our emotions, our conscience. From our soul comes our personality. Through our words, we can cause people to be sad, glad, angry. Words can hurt people. Also, remember that words have power. So sometimes think about what you're getting ready to say before you say it. Take that time to say, do I really want to say that? Or would I need to say it like that? You know, because people are sensitive. Some people are very, very sensitive. And we have to be mindful of that. We do. Our spirit is totally different, though. God communicates to us through our spirit. Most important, the power of God flows through our spirit. As you saw, I don't know if you saw the transition when the praise team first came up and they started singing, we were down here. But boy, by the time they finished, it was like a crescendo. We were way up here in the spirit. And that's where God wants us to be. I don't say we have to walk around and say, oh, holy, 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 holy God. We don't want to do that. But we want our spirits to be sensitive. Here are some attributes of the Holy Spirit. To guide us to truth, the spirit of wisdom, spirit of grace, spirit of glory. Now, after accepting Christ, and we say, when we're doing salvation, we'll have whoever needs to have prayer for salvation. We'll usually use Romans 10:9, and we'll say, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, then this is what causes you to be saved. So after that, though, after a person is saved, what do we do next? What's next, God? And the way that I look at it is he has a special gift for you. Each and every one of you should contain this gift. After you have walked with Christ for a while and you've accepted him in your life, he has something special for you. And this would be the gift of your heavenly language. Why do we need that? What do we need to talk in tongues for? Who are we talking to? Why are we even using that? Well, when you speak in tongues, if you're feeling really bad and low and I don't know what to pray about today, and you go into your heavenly language, it's like building you. It restores you. It strengthens you. And also, it makes those problems leave because remember, the Holy Spirit has what? Power. And we want to contain God's power. So again, not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will we live, rule, and have our being. I am so glad that I am connected with the Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell you a story, and I don't know if my sister will like me telling this story or not, because she's here. We always used to, I had two other sisters, and we always wanted her to have the gift of speaking in tongues. And she said, oh, no, girl, I don't want that. Y'all can have it, but I don't want that. I said, okay, okay. So we went to this crusade together, the four of us. And the pastor called her up and said, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to give you a special gift. She said, is that what they? No, I don't want that. And she said, well, I'm going to give it to you anyway. So he laid hands on her, and she began to receive it and speak in tongues. And she fell under the power. Because, see, when the power is so great, you can't stand. If you're really, truly the person that's praying for you and they're anointed and the power surge is going through them and they're touching you and God's touching them, it's like an electric bolt. So she fell under the Spirit and hit the floor. Wham! I said, what you doing down there? She said, leave me alone. That's all right. So we left her there. The whole service went on. Do you know the whole service? People came up, gave their money, and I came back and said, you plan on going home with us? Leave me alone. You know why she was saying that? Because God was doing surgery. Sometimes we need surgery. We need to be cut open, shift some things, change some things, and then sew us back up. But when he sews us back up, he makes us brand new. He gives us another chance, another day. He gives us a new breath to breathe almost. And then I remember a time when I didn't want the Holy Spirit. I said, I don't know about that. And I thought I was getting in the line to join a church. I said, oh, yeah, this is a nice church. Oh, I'm going to go over here in this line. I'm going to join a church. And I got in the room, and the man said, okay, we're going to give you this special gift. I said, what gift? I don't need no gift. What? I said, excuse me, sir. I'm in the wrong room. I'm about to leave, but I was all the way at this end because I was one of the first people to come through the door. And I'd have to say, excuse me, to about 20 people. I said, oh, now that would be rude. I said, maybe I just need to stay right here and wait until he get his gift out. And then I can go to the other room and get join the church. So I stood there and he began to talk and he said, now I'm going to lay hands on you. And when I lay hands on you, you're going to speak in a different language. I said, well, I don't know but one language and that's English. And it better be English when I open my mouth because I don't know these other languages. So he laid hands on me. He said, now go ahead and speak. And I opened my mouth. And the words that came out of my mouth, I said, who is saying that? Because I don't talk like that. I said, this is an unknown language to me. But what happened is I began to look down to the floor because as I would speak, it looked like I was being levitated in my mind, but I really wasn't going anywhere. I said, well, how come the feet are still there? But every time I say this stuff, it feels like I'm lifting off of the floor. You know, and it's just amazing how God does things, and it's perplexed to our mind because we're trying to figure it out. Why is this going this way? What are we doing now? What direction are we going? But the good thing about the Holy Spirit is this. He reveals all truth. You want to know the truth? Go to the Holy Spirit. Say, in the name of Jesus, I need to know the truth about this situation and reveal it to me. He will. He might not do it right then, but as time passes, you'll say, oh, that was the answer to what I had prayed for. And if things don't happen right away in your life, delay is not deny. Because I've been praying for the husband, the man of God. I haven't seen him. But does that mean that God did not hear my prayer? No. That just means I need more preparation time. You know, if he's going to be a man of God, I better be knowing this Bible. That's what I need to be spending my time on. Not the TV, not Netflix, not Hulu, not whatever else in Roku you can look at. And there's plenty of stuff to entertain your mind. But remember, you must always shield your mind and your heart. Shield it. Block that stuff out. Get in the Word. Begin to read and absorb the Word. If you can't read but Genesis, all right, we'll go back to the beginning. Let us start from the beginning. But make sure you don't just stay in Genesis now. Eventually, get to Revelation. Because it's a lot in between that. He said, when you eat the scroll, eat the whole scroll. Not part of it, not piece of it, not some of it. If you're going to read the Bible, might as well read it from beginning to end. And I don't want to hear, I don't know these words, I can't pronounce them, it's okay. Because guess what they have? They have CDs. They got Bible tapes. You can put your CD in your car and listen to the Word and let it just illuminate. You know, you'll hear one thing one time, and it won't be the same the next time. The next time you read it, God will give you revelational knowledge, or he'll give you a rhema word, just one word. You know, he might say peace or joy or happiness. And then you'll go on a rabbit trail like I do. I said, oh, he said peace. I wonder what he mean by that. Let me see. How many words can I find in peace? That's how my mind goes. And I, of course, I'm a teacher, so I do a lot of research, a whole lot. And when I was doing this, I was looking at everything I knew about the Holy Spirit and what can I expand on, because it is such a precious entity. I don't want you to leave today without receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit that God desires that you have. If you are weak, if you are tired, if you desire to have more of Christ, more of his, just his goodness and his grace. Let's see. All right. I would like to have Pastor Bassett's wife, minister, Sharon, would you please come up? And I would like Elder Sandy, if you would please come up. Now, these two anointed women of God have been gifted with a gift, and they would like to help you to come into the full knowledge and have every available gift that God has for you. Is there anyone that is desiring to increase their level of prayer, their level of understanding through receiving the Holy Spirit? Would you please stand and move forward to Sharon Bassett, Minister Sharon Bassett, and she will pray for you to receive this. It's a gift. You need it. You want it. If there is anyone in the congregation that needs a special healing, over here are healing hands. If there is anyone that would like to be prayed for any sickness in your physical body, anything that you think that needs to be burned out like dross, anything that's not right that you think you need more of, and let's see if we can't receive what God has for us today. What a gift. What a gift. And I want you to keep your eyes on the mother as she receives her heavenly language and how her life is going to begin to change. It's going to begin to change. She's going to receive it. She's receiving it. And is there anybody with anything in your body? Maybe your blood pressure is going awry and you might want to pray to level that. Maybe it's your sugar count that's going off. Not only is Elder Sandy a praying woman of God, but also has the anointing and she's a nurse. So do you get a double blessing? Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you're doing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praising you today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praising you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praising you. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. You're a wonder.